Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Welcome back to your Morning Boost. It's Tuesday, October 28th, and I hope you're carrying this momentum of authenticity from yesterday into your school today. Building on our conversation about knowing your leadership style, today we recognize that even the most self-aware leaders need external support, which is why we're going to focus on the vital topic of getting a group of colleagues as a cohort up and running if you currently feel like you are running solo. This discussion is all about creating that essential network of peer principals or school leaders who can share best practices, offer confidential support, and provide an external check on your identified leadership style. So stick with us and learn how to initiate and sustain this critical professional lifeline. Now, yesterday we discussed the importance of leading from your authentic self. Today, we realize that authenticity is best tested and refined in community, which means that every school leader needs a robust, non-evaluative cohort for true growth. The most difficult step here is to intentionally initiate the cohort by identifying 3 to 5 school leaders. Ideally, this is from outside your immediate district or network to help ensure confidentiality. We want people who share a similar commitment to professional growth and are not directly involved in your daily evaluations. Often a simple direct email explaining your need for dedicated growth-focused peer group is all it takes to get the ball rolling. Once the group is formed, it's critical to establish clear norms of confidentiality and purpose from the very first meeting. We want to agree that what is discussed here stays here, and articulating that cohort's primary purpose is not to vent, but to engage in collaborative problem-solving and critical friends protocols. Because honestly, the lack of clear boundaries will quickly turn a professional cohort into a gripe session. To ensure sustainability and prevent drift, we must commit to a structured, consistent meeting rhythm. Schedule a monthly or biweekly session that never gets canceled, and structure the time within that in a consistent agenda, perhaps beginning with wins and challenges and dedicating the majority of the time to one member presenting a specific complex problem, maybe an issue of staff motivation or new curriculum rollout. Use a model like the Critical Friends Group model to gain diverse perspectives, much like how the National Institute for School Leadership emphasizes collaborative learning to deepen implementation fidelity. The key to making this work is to also rotate the leadership and focus so that everyone has ownership and the content remains fresh. If one principal is an expert in restorative justice, they might lead a session, while another who excels in budgeting might share their strategies. This ensures that the group's collective expertise is leveraged for everyone's benefit. Just know here, you don't have to lead alone. A strong peer cohort is the necessary mirror and compass for your authentic leadership journey. Just remember to proactively initiate the group with a few trusted peers. Then set some uncompromising norms for confidentiality and maintain a structured, consistent meeting schedule. All of this will help to ensure this group's longevity. I can think of a middle school principal who was struggling with a complex school boundary issue and felt completely isolated. But once she brought the problem to her newly formed cross-district cohort, she received 3 distinct actionable solutions and, more importantly, the emotional support to navigate a very politically difficult process. Building that team around you is not a sign of weakness, but it's a hallmark of a truly strategic and self-aware leader. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a wonderful Tuesday. We will talk with you again tomorrow.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.